Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast, bonus level 16. I'm Unbiased Dan, and I'm here with Genesis and Billy. How's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Great.
I'm good.
I guess we never ask how you're doing. Well, I guess I Terrence does.
Oh, yeah, because he never answers the question.
He never answers the question.
He just flips it back around.
He just flips it around.
He's like, how you doing?
So, okay. Let's not talk about Terrence when he's not here.
Poor Terrence. All right. What do y'all decide to talk about today?
Billy?
Well, since we're talking about Marvel Puzzle Quest, I'm excited to talk about the Deadpool Daily.
Okay. Or Daily Double as...
I do call it Daily Double.
As she likes to call it. I'm excited to talk about my top three characters.
Top three as in like your highest?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm excited to talk about my favorite characters.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk about all that. But first, let's go ahead and do the social media thing. Follow us at ANX Gamecast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and the Apple Podcast app. Any emails about today's show, please send them to podcast@anxgamecenter.com. Let's move into
round one.
And let's talk about our player levels real quick. Or do we want to start off with, let's start off with this. How did y'all even get started playing MPQ?
You.
What? You.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep, you got us both into it.
Huh?
What?
You kind of threatened us.
Yeah, basically.
With physical violence.
Voluntold us.
Voluntold. So
you have to play this.
So how long have I forced y'all to play?
I downloaded this game May 3rd this year.
What?
Oh, that's his birthday.
It's my birthday.
For your birthday, I downloaded this game.
Okay, sounds good.
That was intentional.
Yeah.
It was your birthday gift.
It works. Okay.
I downloaded this in March, somewhere between March 14th and March 28th.
Right.
Because I was in the hospital.
Because you were in the hospital.
Yeah, I just don't remember what day it was exactly.
Yeah.
Of this year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought you'd been playing like forever.
No.
Oh, cool.
No. That's what I was saying. I was laying in the hospital bed and he's like, could you go ahead and play this game?
Just go ahead and download this.
I need you to join my alliance.
Yeah.
Since you can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, I can't. You can't do anything else.
It's not MPQ go.
Right.
Right.
Since you have a tube down your throat and you can't talk to anybody or do anything.
Might as well match some tiles. Right. I mean, I'm just saying.
help us out.
Honestly, I don't know when I downloaded this game. Probably somewhere around 2016.
But you used to play this game on like Xbox or something.
So that's my history with the game. First off, the battle system is Bejeweled. So let's talk about that just for a second. Just mention that. And I love Bejeweled. I love puzzle games.
Me too.
I played Puzzle Quest on Xbox 360. And that was dope. It was, again, Bejeweled battle system, but it had a storyline to it. And there were powers that you could use and all of that. So that was cool. So then when I saw that there was a Marvel Puzzle Quest, I was like, oh, snap. You know, I was like, that's dope. So I downloaded and tried it, and then I realized, there is a version on the Xbox of this game. I was like, I'd rather play on the Xbox so maybe I can get some achievements.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And the phone was too small. And I was like, okay. But the version on Xbox, while it's the same, it's totally different. Like, I feel like it's this game up to a certain point and it just stops.
Yeah, because you let me play it once, like years ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe like 2 years ago. Because you used to play it in the living room all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I remember you let me play it, and I was like, I don't really get this.
Mm.
And you could choose your players. Did you have covers, or how did you? Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember how that level up system worked, because I ended up completing the whole game. I got all the achievements, and I beat the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay. That's when I went back to the phone game and said, let me check this out again. So what happened with me was there was an update to the game. Massive update, and then all of a sudden it just lagged, and I restarted my phone and I uninstalled it and I reinstalled it, and the lag was just there, and it was so bad I was like, I can't play this anymore. Like it was on par with like Pokemon Go first week when it came out. It was just lag, you couldn't do anything, you kept getting booted and that kind of thing. So I just stopped playing it for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then Unbiased Sam was in the hospital, and I was just like, I need something to do, because I was just sitting there, right? So there it was. I was like, let me see if this game is any better, because at that point I had gotten a new phone, so really that really helped with the lag. So anyway, let's talk about our player levels.
Billy,
what you got?
What up? So my player level now is 45.
45, like MJ, like Michael Jordan.
That's right. Well, 23.
Before 23. No, after 23, it was 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlotte.
No.
What team?
When first time he retired and came back for the Bulls,
mm-hmm.
he was 45. Because I think, if I'm remembering correctly, I think they like retired his number.
Oh, so he couldn't use his.
So he couldn't be 23. So right. he was 45 for a short period of time. Anyway.
Well, isn't that the case? If that's good, then yeah, I'm just like MJ.
Just like Jordan. Okay.
That's right. But I never retired and came back. That's
kind of
breaking news.
It's kind of like what I did.
Yeah.
So
you're Jordan.
I should be Jordan, but
you're not 45.
But I'm not level 45. I'm actually level 76.
Dang,
bro.
Ooh.
That's crazy. I'm level 58.
Okay, that's not bad. So ANX pro tips: if you're one that wants to rise in the levels quickly, there's an easy way for you to do that. Most people, when they play this game, they get the covers and they champion them and they max them out, but they only have that one cover. You still get more covers of that same character later, and most people just sell them for the ISO 8. What you could do is recruit them again and just keep adding more covers to them for the XP.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that at some point.
Especially for the one-star characters. I mean, you can't really champion those guys. So
and
just
you get
recruit
a
them again.
And you get a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Like every day, I'm just like one star and a couple of two stars. Like, okay, get rid of them. So anyway, let's talk about, since we're talking about characters and recruiting, what about roster size? What are y'all working with over there?
Roster. Let's see. My roster size is now 95. And that's unique characters. Sometimes I have doubles.
Now hold on now. I thought you just had 92 yesterday. What happened?
I got in a few new characters since yesterday.
All right.
What?
I did, yep. Let's see. I got Iceman.
the Borg Queen, as I like to call him.
Looks just like the Borg Queen from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Good gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I think the illustrator should do a little better job. I got another new character. What was it?
So, what you got? I'm by saying, what you got? How many?
131.
131.
Dang.
Ooh.
Mm.
So, I'm at 144. So, really.
How many characters are in the game?
I have no clue.
It probably is 144.
No, because I mean, there's just so many five stars that I don't have.
Okay.
I think we're to the point where there are only like four stars that I don't have.
Okay.
So that would put me at 148. But then, like I said, there's a ton of five stars that I don't have. And what stinks is I actually had one of these four stars before and I sold him for the space. It was the Devil Dinosaur. And all I had was his purple move, which just moved a random tile up to the top left corner. and it's like, that's not helpful at all. And he was just using up a space. And this is before I spent any real USD on the money. So I was like, I'm just going to remove you.
And it's a limited character, right?
And that's what stinks about it. I didn't, you know, I didn't pay no attention. And now, yeah, he is a limited character. And now I have not gotten him since.
Dang.
I bet you there's like 160. Just looking, no?
No, I don't know. Where'd you get that number from?
Because I looked at how many I don't have. I don't have, there's 12, about 12 level fives that I don't have. Okay. No. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. Probably 20. Okay, so maybe there's like 180.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Something like that. 175. Anyway.
Pick a number. Any number.
This particular website says, at this moment, I don't know when this was published. It says 156. Oh, well, no. That's the cached website. This one says 170 playable.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm getting close.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was that close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Mm. And there's three unplayable characters, Galactus, Gorgon, and Ultron. Or one of the Ultrons.
Hmm. Interesting. So,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So anyway, let's move on to round two.
Round two.
And let's talk about our top three characters, our strongest characters. Who wants to start? I'm
unbiased.
I just pressed a button.
Okay.
All right. What you got?
Push my three button. Highest characters okay. are three level fives.
Uh-oh.
Or five stars.
Okay.
Okoye.
Okay.
With, or she's at a level 315.
Okay.
And then I have Captain America and Loki are both 285.
Okay.
Those are my three highest.
Captain America and Loki.
Billy.
What you got?
Yo. So I've got three, well, my three top characters. One of them is America Chavez. She's a four star.
Mm-hmm. That's your girl.
That's my girl. She's like one of my faves with her combos and... And well, I guess we'll talk about moves later.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay. So America Chavez, she's 172.
Okay.
I just pulled a cover for her this morning. I was able to max her out to 172. That. Then there's Captain Marvel, same level, 172. Captain Marvel, modern, three star. And Kamala Khan, she's 171.
Okay. Nice.
And those last two are championed. So Kamala and Captain Marvel are championed.
Getting swole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about you, Genesis?
Let's see. So my top three. My number three. Let's do it that way. So we work from the bottom up. Is Jessica Jones at 345.
Dang.
My number two is Captain America from Infinity War at 360. And my number one is Okoye at 375.
Dang.
So your out of your top three, your lowest top three is still higher than my highest.
Okay, so to be fair, what is your lowest, let's say, three star?
My lowest three star?
Or we can go to two star maybe.
So
since you can champion two stars, let's look at lowest.
So I'm pretty sure that my lowest two star, this is gonna sound crazy, is level 15. But it's only one, and it's the limited version of Spider-Man.
Mm. Oh, the bag?
Yeah. This is like worthless character.
Yes.
All the rest of my two stars are champion and maxed out champions.
Me too. I'm the same way, but I don't have that Spider-Man.
It's also limited.
Yeah. I see it on here, but I don't have it. It's grayed out. Yeah. But all of my two stars are championed, and my lowest two star is 123.
And my, as far as my lowest three star, I actually have a level 50 three star. But I'm at, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 three stars that have not been championed yet.
Oh my gosh. I have a lot. Yeah. I probably have 7 that have been championed.
Oh, three stars?
5, 6, 7. I have 8. I only have 8 three stars that have been championed.
Oh.
Don't owe me.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So my lowest two star is 60, and that's Storm.
Nice.
But I do invest a little bit of the ISO into a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get them to champion level and get some of the perks that come with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially once you start getting deeper into the level. I'm actually starting to get some pretty good reward. Not that the rewards weren't good before, but I'm really starting to get some good rewards with these champions that are over 200 now. So
you've reached the point now because you've gotten yourself so high and you're playing such high levels on the weekly stuff or whatever you want to call it, that you're getting stuff. You're getting so much stuff.
Yeah, getting all the swag.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I mentioned this yesterday. So there was an event last week, I think it was, for the Hulk. And it was a rare event because it was a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
For my bonus for unlocking all of the rewards, they gave me 66 command points.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
So bare minimum, I was going to get 2 4-stars, right? Because I can go to latest legends. I could have went to the other one. Spent 20 and bare minimum, I could have gotten 3 four stars with that. And that doesn't even count the other CP I got from the event. So, yeah.
But you go hardcore. I tell everybody, you go hardcore. Like, you deserve it. You do it. all the time you're on that game.
All the time. I mean.
So why is your preference?
I play it for like 15 minutes a day, maybe.
Yeah, right.
So what'd you say, Billy?
So between classic Legends and the latest Legends, why do you prefer the latest?
So I prefer the latest Legends, even though they are more expensive, because there are only 3 5 stars that you can get from it. The classic Legends, I think you can possibly get one of all of the 5 stars. Does that make sense?
So
it makes sense what I'm saying.
So you prefer the classic then?
No, I prefer the latest Legends.
Latest.
Because for example, my highest is Okoye, and I would like to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to classic Legends and get a random 5 star that
Okoye is not in.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
I could get Okoye.
Okay.
But you could also get
all these others.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So like I said, there are only 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you buy one of the latest Legends and you see a purple token, you already know it's going to be one of 3 characters.
Oh, I got you.
And that helps you focus on building.
Just building those.
Yeah.
And keeping them strong, as opposed to going and finally getting a purple from the classic and then it being some mess that you don't even want to use.
Right.
It's because I do have some 5 stars now that I never use. I don't want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ghost Rider, Archangel, Jean Grey. It's like I only have that one cover, and it would be so difficult for me to try to get the other covers that I don't even mess with them.
Interesting.
Now, the only thing that stinks about that is those 3 5 stars that are in latest Legends, they rotate. So I told you Jessica Jones was in my top 3 as far as strength.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't, in the next 2 years, I probably wouldn't get another Jessica Jones because she's no longer part of latest Legends. So that's you got to try to get them while you can. But they're, like I said, a little bit more expensive than the classic Legends.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move on to
round three.
Let's talk about our favorite characters. I mean, Billy has one. And if he could, he'll probably just bring 3 of her.
I would.
And just kick everybody in the face.
Absolutely. So America Chavez. She is my multi-dimensional girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Even though her character is written to be like LGBTQ character.
Yeah.
But hey.
You're like, whatever.
No judgment.
It's like, I don't care what you like.
I like you.
I just like you.
You're still my girlfriend.
Will you be my girlfriend?
It's like, it's not about you.
Check yes or no.
Do you like me, yes or no? No, just... her passive moves. One of them is pretty. It's not as helpful. The ticket to the multiverse move, where you make 3 different tiles. If you match 4, and those countdown, they're not countdown tiles. They just appear after you make the 4.
The shiny ones.
Let's call it the shiny ones.
I always forget what those are called.
Are we talking about trap tiles?
The trap tiles, yes.
Oh, there
that's,
we go.
That's the term that I was looking for.
The trap house, all right.
So if those trap tiles stay on the board and you reach 3 trap tiles of different colors, then she'll come on screen, kick a star, and...
It's all over.
It's all over, right? Well, it's a pretty powerful move, and it takes a lot of...
So she'll deal damage, and as far as mine anyway, it shows that it generates AP. In those specific colors. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, so that's the ticket to the multiverse move. The other one is if you start building action points in colors and you're above, at least if you're above
12?
If you're greater than the other team.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
In at least 3 categories, okay. 3 colors.
Mm-hmm.
Then she will start to generate a critical tile
every turn.
I was thinking of. I was thinking of critical tile earlier.
Every turn, she throws it out there.
Yeah.
Hate fighting her.
sometimes she creates her own four matches by throwing out that critical tile.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'll do like a single,
which helps with the other, right?
Which helps with the other passive move.
It'll put another trap out there, right?
Exactly. So it sometimes it feeds on itself and it creates this like feedback loop that just kicks booty.
Yep.
Right. Can I say booty on?
You can.
Yay.
Yes.
All right. So then I like that. And also she teams up well with other characters that build up other color tiles as well. Like Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. What's another one? Kamala Khan. She creates a green tile and then randomly generates other green.
Yep.
So then if you're missing a green tile match and you happen to have Kamala on your team, you can find a spot where you can make four and then it triggers the ticket to the multiverse move. So,
right.
So I'm really digging this character.
We see that. Good luck to you both.
I'm smitten.
So what else?
Me? Okay. So if I had to name my favorite characters, these would not be the ones, the highest ones or anything. I always go to these. Iron Fist and Luke Cage, of course, together.
Right.
Because they're just so good together.
Right.
I love Iron Man.
Even though you use them together differently than I do.
I do?
Yeah. So I don't want to say they were the first characters because I don't know the whole history behind it. But at a certain point, these characters start to have two moves within one. So if you have 10 AP in a certain color, it does this. But if you have 15, it does something else.
Mm,
yeah. So you use Iron Fist. You use his purple move. If I'm not mistaken, it's his purple move.
Mm-hmm.
And you deal damage with it.
Yes.
But once it gets up to a certain amount, right? Me, I use it beforehand to generate black tiles mm-hmm. on the board so then I can do Luke Cage's black move.
Yeah. Well, I do both. It just depends on what I'm presented with.
Oh, she's using that strategy.
Yeah. Because if I keep seeing purple, I'm just going to keep getting them because that punch, if you've got more than 12 AP
mm-hmm.
in black, the punch for the purple mm-hmm. goes hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does.
So I'm like, if I got it, I'm just going to keep using it. And then I will use all the black.
But that Luke Cage punch
is
for the black.
And his yellow too.
Oh yeah. The righteous uppercut.
Yeah. Like,
what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the black, his black moves are.
No, it's good. But what I do though, is I'll use all the purple first and then I'll use all the black. Because if I have enough black, especially when I do the, I know we're getting to it, but when I do Deadpool Daily on the two waves, I will get as much purple as I can and as much black as I can. So then I can just boom, boom, boom with the purple.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can boom, boom, boom with the black.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep. I knock that out boom, so boom. Fast.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not even funny. Anyway, so I love Iron Fist and Luke Cage. I love
Those are the three stars.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they're like still my favorites. It's weird. I think I just kind of get attached to them. I'm like, these
are just OP.
I was like that for a long time. And then
he moved on.
Well, the levels that I'm playing now, their HP wasn't holding up.
Yeah. And I do have that problem.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I see that.
I do encounter that problem, especially with Iron Fist. He gets killed. There are sometimes when I just can't use him.
So it's a glass cannon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
And then I love Iron Man Model 40 just because his red move and his blue move are insane. And he's a 3-star, but he's really strong.
Yeah, I think he's one of the top 3-stars.
Top tier.
And then I know this is going to sound insane, but one of my other favorites
is the Spider-Man with the bag on his head?
No.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have that one.
Yeah, I don't have that one. I love Storm. She's a 2-star.
The 2-star Storm?
Yes, but a classic. But I use her every single day because her blue move knocks everybody out because it hits everybody.
Okay.
Kind of like Wolverine. Who were we talking about earlier?
You got Thor.
Thor, his green move hits everybody.
Right.
I just love, I don't know. I think I got like attached to Storm in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just like, oh, I like her blue move.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I could ever let go of America Chavez, to be honest.
Oh, and I do love America Chavez. I mean, there's so many.
You better back off.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Back off,
for real, because I kind of am a threat to you, if you really think about your previous statement.
I think she would prefer,
What?
Okay. So, let's see. What do I have? And it's not just because they are the strongest, but Okoye is one of my favorites. And it's because of her black move. And it is called Wakanda Forever.
See, I still don't have her black move. I only have her red move.
That black move is ridiculous. So how about this? How about I just read what it says? Right? I'm not going to read that first. They got too much information in some of these. So anyway, damage from friendly powers is increased by 467 for each team up AP you have.
Wow.
Crazy.
Right. So if I have 10, let's just say I've had 10 AP.
Yeah.
So if I fire a power, it's going to do whatever damage it does, plus another 4,670.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So... yeah.
So your storm move is just that much more potent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. Not only that, but we all know that when you match white tiles, it really doesn't do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
This increases the damage of the white tiles by 40%.
Wow.
That's significant.
Right. So it's like, this is too good to be true. Well, it is. There is one downside to this move. If she is not in the front of your lineup when the turn starts, you lose one white AP.
Oh, okay.
So you want to keep her in the front at all times so you can get the white AP and keep everyone's else, you know, keep their power strong.
Yeah.
Now, okay, well, she's in the front all the time, so she's going to die a lot, right? Nah. Nah. She has a yellow move that heals her.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I love that yellow move. And sometimes it knocks out the other person, too. Like, it knocks them down.
Well, what it does is it creates white tiles on the board.
Oh, okay. That's how it... I never realized how it happened. I was just like, well, sometimes they get deduct points. What's that word? Deducted.
I don't know what you're talking
whatever.
About.
Whatever.
Duck, goose.
So yeah, it heals you. And it's not just... there's a lot of characters that heal, and it just heals for the battle. Right. I don't know if you noticed that, but your health bar would be kind of green.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, once the battle's over, that green goes away.
That's right.
This heals you forever.
Forever?
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Yeah. So after the battle, you're still healed.
Nice.
And it creates the white tiles on the board, which helps her black move. And then she has a red move that deals damage. I think generally speaking, these are color coded. I mean, most people's red move does big damage. Most people's yellow moves heal or creates white AP. I don't know if y'all have noticed that.
I have not.
Purple is kind of usually like a debuffer, so it'll probably like remove shields and stuff on the board.
Interesting.
So it's, you know, the colors usually mean some. So yeah, she is one of my favorites. Jessica Jones is my next favorite due to her traps. She has her own traps, right? Trap house. Damning evidence is what it's called. So what happens is it's a trap that you yourself are supposed to match.
Gotcha.
If the enemy matches it, then the trap is gone. If you match it, but you can't see it. If you match it, then she deals like big damage to the opponent. So I only have one of that cover. So
you can't even see it.
I can't see it.
But it's in the board somewhere.
But it's on the board.
Okay.
So if I match it right here, I deal 3,408 damage to the opponent.
See, that's my other problem. I had Jessica Jones, and she was one of my top for a while, but again, I still only have her red move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the black.
I love seeing that team up whenever you send me those. Whenever I need help, I do love seeing Jessica Jones in my team ups.
Okay.
Yeah. I forget what move it is, but it...
it might be the... I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, I have no clue. But, that's one of my favorite moves. Now, here's the good thing about this move. Once you get... it's a blue move. Once you get over 9 blue AP, right as your turn starts, it will flash where the traps are.
Oh.
It won't. Now, I think if I keep leveling this up, I will be able to see all the traps all the time, no matter if it's mine or theirs. But as of right now, it'll flash it. It'll just show it to you really? Quickly. So then you know, okay, maybe if I match this one... so like I say, I matched that up with Okoye's move. So now that move is doing, killing, you know, whoever in one hit. I'm only going to do three. My next favorite character might be my most favorite character right now. in combination with Okoye is Doctor Strange.
And that's is that level 3? Level?
And he's a level 3. Huh. Now, there is a level 5 Doctor Strange that does the same thing this one does, except better.
We should say tiered. He's a 3-tiered, right? We can't say level 3, because levels talk about how high they... Right. How many covers you got.
Right.
So, tier 3.
Tier 3.
Just to avoid confusion.
Yeah. So, the problem with using him is, in conjunction with other 5-star characters, is his blue and purple moves sometimes don't come up.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, if I match a tile, it's not him. It's another person. So that's a whole separate issue we can talk about another day. He has a move called Flames of the...
I know what you're talking about.
Of the Faultine or Faultine or...
I've never read it out loud.
Yeah, I thought it said something else. Whatever. His yellow move. It's a passive move. And as of right now, whenever an enemy fires a power, it deals 1,856 damage to the target and gives a burst of 390 health to the team.
Nice.
Very helpful.
So that, again, in conjunction with Okoye, you're wiping out their whole team.
Yeah.
So what I've done now he is also one of those types where his HP does not do well for like level 8, level 9 story mode, stuff like that. One big power from the opponent and he's dead first time. But when there's waves of monsters, when there's waves of thugs that put countdown tiles on the board, like every turn, every time they put a countdown tile on the board, he fires his power.
Yeah. Boom.
So they're just killing themselves. And I just
sit back,
eat my sandwich. I can just do whatever. Just keep, especially when there's waves, right? Waves and waves, and they come out and they put the countdown, and he's just picking them off one by one. So if I could ever get my hands on the 5-star version of him, that's it. Like,
he has the same moves then.
Same. Very similar, except they're stronger and they hit harder.
And he's got more
more HP. Yeah. Yeah. So I need to find him some kind of way. Yes.
Well, I'm almost at maxed out at for my Doctor Strange. I have 12 out of 13 covers.
Oh, so you can champion him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Use Doctor Strange whenever you can.
Noted.
Ooh.
Well, you mentioned that sometimes his moves don't show up. That's one of the downfalls with America Chavez. I mean, girl, you're beautiful. You're perfect. You my lady.
But
sometimes the other characters just build AP way too fast. Mm-hmm. And so she never gets those passive moves going.
Yeah.
And
she doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah. So then instead of having a character booster at the beginning or a team up, you can boost yourself with more AP in certain cards.
Uh-huh.
That helps you stay ahead of the game.
Uh-huh.
So that her critical tile generation starts immediately instead of...
I think I noticed that about her when I fought against her. She either is going to beat me down within like 2 or 3 turns, or I'm going to beat her and she's really not going to do much.
Right.
So I still try to avoid... I mean, there's a lot of characters that we avoid fighting. Maybe we'll talk about that on another show. Obviously, in story mode, you can't avoid people, but versus you can.
Yeah.
So there are some characters that I just absolutely stay away from.
Yeah, if you're playing Galactus, America Chavez doesn't do a whole lot because Galactus builds up that AP very quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense because he doesn't use it until like that moment when all of a sudden your board flashes and you're dead.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
So let's go ahead and move on to our bonus round.
Bonus round.
And let's talk about Deadpool Daily. So we're going to try to do these shows a little bit differently than we do like Pokemon Go, where we're always talking about what's going on, right? What's going on in Pokemon Go? We could do that with this, but let's try something different. Let's take one section of the game and just talk about that. So Deadpool Daily, I believe, Billy, Billy. Excited to talk about
this.
Yeah,
and talk because after.
Look at
I'm gonna jump right in.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's go.
Everybody clear my lane real quick.
Everybody be quiet. Yeah. Shh. X-Force.
So, Deadpool Daily. I'd get frustrated with some of the higher levels because it starts with a 1-star level, and that level is called That Guy from That Place. So it's like level 10 characters you gotta beat. One of them's level 12, and they are just the generic ninjas or the generic mafia guys or they're Magia guys.
Magia gun, yeah.
Yeah. And on this particular day, it's a level 10 Daken that you gotta beat. And I've always been able to beat that fine, no problem. You get to level 2. At the very beginning of the game, sometimes I have problems with it. But I could never get to beat the level 3.
So let's look at level 3.
That required character is what it's called. And sometimes I just couldn't beat that. Especially the next level, the big enchilada.
Right after two that waves.
One. With the waves, okay.
Yeah, the one with the waves. Sometimes it's easy, you know, at the very beginning. Sometimes it's not. But like at the very beginning of the game, I could never beat the big enchilada, getting my rear handed to me.
So that is very important because you get a cover, you get a 3-star cover every day if mm-hmm. you can beat that big enchilada and then go on to the next one and beat that wave. So
and there were some times where Doctor Strange was in that cover and I could not beat it to save my life, not even with those team ups that were sent. And
yeah,
you know. It was frustrating. I was thinking, man, I'm going to toss my phone.
Uh-oh.
But now that I leveled up America Chavez.
Now she can kick people in the face.
Oh, man, no problem. No problem, especially with Kamala Khan when she's teamed up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever my third person is probably doesn't matter.
So. yeah, I've been there. And I'm kind of there now. I'm not saying my third person doesn't matter, but like I said, I'm having trouble with Doctor Strange with no HP. Finally got another 5-star where the colors mesh.
Mm-hmm.
So Loki, the new Loki that they introduced maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has the other colors that I need to go along with my Okoye and Jessica Jones. So.
And when you say mesh, well, you want the full spectrum of colors where they're not cannibalizing themselves. So you want.
Right, so we don't want to duplicate moves.
Right.
Unless they're passive. So it's okay to have same colors if one is an actual move that you can fire and the other one is a passive move. That's fine. But we don't need 3 characters with red moves that all fire powers because mm-hmm. you would only be able to do 1, mm-hmm. so you're wasting. Now, 2, second part of that, when I'm matching colors on the board, I always want to get with my Okoye. I always want to get yellow and white. But what if there is no yellow and white? Then I have to get purple. Well, if I don't have a character that's strong in purple, then that...
It's a waste.
When I match those tiles, it's not going to do any damage.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to make sure I have all of the colors covered. So no matter what I match, I'm still doing pretty good damage.
Or building towards doing really good damage.
Right.
This game's deep. Guys,
yeah, it gets deep because I mean, we hadn't really talked about how the covers work and ISO, the ISO 8 and the unstable ISO and the supports. But we'll have shows dedicated to just diving into those areas and you know looking
and
at
have some pro tips with those,
some pro tips with that. So Deadpool Daily, honestly, at this point, it's getting kind of boring to me. It's getting kind of boring to me only because I have no real threat of losing. The first 6, there's no threat of me losing. Like, I have not lost on Deadpool Daily in 6 months, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's becoming more of a chore, and it's not very fun, and it takes a long time. I don't know if it's because of the characters that I'm picking, but I don't know how to explain it. It's like we're fighting. There's no way I'm losing, but it's almost like my damage is not really doing a lot to them either. And I have to build up my powers before I can beat them.
Yeah, some of them build up protective tiles pretty quickly too. So yeah. Whatever you mention on the board, it's not really going to hurt them much.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I hate fighting him.
You got to get rid of him first.
So, Bullseye, another one.
Yes. Was it Bullseye? That, yeah, that's what
both
I'm thinking
of. Both
of
them,
yeah.
I think, put protective tiles.
Yeah, so, Spider-Man. Killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So my problem, where I'm at on Deadpool Daily, is the extreme.
The very last one.
The very last one. It is a one-on-one battle with a very, very strong character. So right now, if I click on it, it is a 5-star Thanos level 270 that you have to fight one-on-one with.
And they pick your character for you that you fight with.
Right. So this one, just like in the movies, is the 4-star, and it's always a 4-star, 4-star Gamora. So she in there fighting her daddy, right?
Yep.
One-on-one.
By yourself.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
She fighting her daddy. Anyway. So yeah, that's where I'm at now. And I usually can't fight him. Why? Because it's not even worth it. For example, I think you have that Gamora, right?
I do.
But you only have one cover.
Right? I have two covers now.
Two covers now. But we think with certain tactics, right, that you might be able to beat this person. But generally speaking, you going up against a level 270 character or 300 character with a level 74 character,
mm-hmm,
is, yeah, usually not going to work.
Usually it's not going to work.
Unless I get really lucky, which I almost did last night. Because in this particular
stage. So hold on
stage.
Now. Hold on now. You almost got lucky last night? I'm going to tell America.
Yeah, we're going to tell her.
America, if you're listening.
Don't tell America Chavez, please. She can kick me out into the multiverse.
So, yeah, I don't want to say I got lucky, but I was able to beat that. And I didn't really realize that I beat it.
So once you beat it, can you, because it refreshes daily.
No, those stay on for about 4 or 5 days. Okay. So now that I've beaten it, I can't play that one again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Yeah. But what's your reward for beating it?
Oh, purple.
A latest legendary token.
Token.
So you could possibly get that 5-star.
Every 4 days.
Or every 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
If you can beat them. If you can beat them. So I'm what?
Woe is me.
I probably can beat whatever that is once a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's still a challenge.
Yeah, for that one.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, so for that one. So maybe once a month, sometime twice a month, I can beat the extreme challenge on Deadpool Daily.
And generally, you have all the 4-star characters that it requires.
Right. So sometimes there is no good tactics, and you just have to be strong. And yeah. I would have to get more of those covers, right? You know, so yeah. that part is still challenging and fun, but the others are not. And let me not say that the 4-star is still challenging and fun. The hard mode, everything under that is just like,
which I finally beat.
You beat one. You
yeah,
beat one
the level 4
with Professor X.
With Professor X, yep.
Yep, let yesterday, me, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I could never beat the level 3 with what is it called? The one you get the 3-star covers.
Uh-huh.
Finally beat that. And then like a day later, beat the level 4 one.
So, you're just moving
I'm
up.
Moving up in the world. And yeah. America's taking me places. Girl.
Girl.
America is the land of opportunity. Anyway. So what do you got as far as Deadpool Daily?
Oh,
what are your thoughts on it?
I like Deadpool Daily. I make it.
Daily Double?
Yes, Daily Double. I make it I do it every single day because I like to get the cover for whatever the 3-star is. And then I like to get the two tacos.
Oh yeah. So let's talk about tacos real quick since we're talking about Deadpool Daily.
Okay.
What you get 3 tacos? You could possibly get 3 tacos a day if you beat everything.
Yeah. I usually get 2.
So there's a vault. There's a vault on this game. Vaults. Multiple vaults. Not Fallout.
Nope. Not Fallout.
So,
not Fallout, apparently.
Nope.
So,
ANX Pro tips. This vault has 300 items in it. So, if you only have, and it resets every, 4 days? Something like that. So, if you only have 3 recruit tokens, taco tokens, whatever they're called, the chances of you getting the good stuff out of the vault, slim. Slim to none.
To hold on to them.
So, what we end up doing now, at our advanced levels is just holding on to him until we see something in the vault very specific that we need or want. Then we'll just go ahead and waste them all in hopes that we get them. And if we don't, then we also have the opportunity after that to spend coins.
So then you would save maybe just at least 300,
yeah,
before you start spending them?
The highest I've gotten to was probably 80. And then I was just like, I got to spend them now. because of whatever it was that was in there.
Yeah.
There was something specific in there. I think I get to these certain points in the game where I find like a new character and a new strategy and tactics that work better. So for example, when I first found Iron Fist and Luke Cage together, I would get up to like, I don't know, 40 taco tokens, and then, oh, there's Luke Cage, right? So I need to try to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was the Doctor Strange, same thing. Oh, I need to try to get him. So now that I have a lot of covers and a lot of strong characters, I can wait longer. So maybe next time I get to 100, you know, before I actually try to turn them in.
Mm-hmm. I have 88 savory and I have 104 sweet.
It might be time. You're getting close.
Yeah.
Only got 10 savory. I spent like 30 last night trying to just get characters.
So my recommendation to you would be go ahead and spend the rest of them in hopes that you maybe get that purple legendary latest legends.
That'd be nice.
Right. Cause you know that if I spend them, I go ahead and just finish spending them all.
Yeah.
Because now your chances of getting that purple token is better.
It increases every time.
Every time you unlock something, your chances of getting that, you know, greatly increases.
And I got 63 of the Taco Vault.
What?
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
And I got a single token for the 50 years event, which I believe coming up this next month, Vision will be 50 years old.
Oh.
So that might be worth holding on to.
Okay. Yeah, I have like one or two kind of random tokens floating around for different events. Once they come back around, it will be good. But some of them, I'm like, I'm not sure if this one will come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like an event specifically introducing a new character.
I think this last 50 year event was for Miss Marvel, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping they do one for Vision. Okay. So that'd be nice.
It would be nice. So anyway, anything else anybody wanted to touch on our first MPQ show? I mean, we talked about MPQ a lot on our Pokemon Go show, and it was... It was finally time to just go ahead and dedicate a show to MPQ because we play it all the time.
Yep. It's fun.
It's fun. It's very complex. So many characters to choose from. Just like Pokemon Go, the parallels are pretty significant. We're using ISO to level these guys up. We use Stardust in Pokemon Go.
And they're both the same color. It's both the same color.
Yeah.
Both purple.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, man.
So we'll just say, oh, you're using Stardust to power up America Chavez? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Every day.
Well, and you have the levels, and every time you level up, you get stuff, just like on Pokemon Go.
Exactly.
Right.
And then what's the CP similar to?
Your level. Your how many covers you get for the certain character.
Uh-huh.
You can level them up, and that's kind of similar to the CP. Right, so the more Stardust, the more you invest in a certain character.
Yes.
So, right?
It's very similar.
Good stuff. Yeah, very similar, except you don't have to go anywhere.
You don't have to go anywhere. If it's a rainy day, you can just...
It's not going to cost you any gas money.
You don't even have to put on pants.
You don't.
That's very true, you don't.
You don't. I'm just saying.
And you don't have to break rules to spoof somewhere to go...
Oh, spoofers. Spoofers. So anyway...
No, that's it.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. We're going to bring you some more MPQ at some point. Don't know when.
There's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about. So
yeah, let us know if you want us to talk about it more.
Exactly.
Yeah, just, you know how to contact us, right?
Anything specific, you know, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, SoundCloud, and the Apple Podcast app. Or specifically for these purposes, send us an email at podcast@anxgamecenter.com. Let us know what you want us to talk about specifically, and we can dive all the way into it. But I think let's leave them with a small teaser. What if we got into the supports next time. And some of that unstable ISO 8.
I would like to learn about supports more.
Let's
That'd
do
be
it.
Great.
All right. So that'll be it.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Be on the lookout for more bonus levels coming soon. See you next time.
Adios, muchachos.
America.